Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. On a Red Sox broadcast this season, announcers Jerry Remy and Dave O'Brien ate fried grasshoppers during a game at Safeco Field in Seattle, where they are sold at concession stands. Could you, would you, eat bugs if you had to? Some folks in Vermont are counting on the fact that you might appreciate crickets as part of your diet. Melissa Passanen is a freelance journalist and contributor to the food section of 7 Days, and she's here to tell us about that. Melissa, great to have you back at the VPR Cafe.
Always lovely to be here, Rick.
Why don't we start by going to this cricket farm?
Okay, as I did earlier this year. It is in a Williston industrial park, not where you'd necessarily expect to find a livestock agriculture operation. Flourish Farm is the name of the cricket farm. And if you walk into the lobby off of Avenue D, you'd feel like maybe you were in a fitness club. There's lots of bright, logoed merchandise, t-shirts, et cetera, and big, huge posters of people, athletes and kids and people out enjoying nature. But then there's a big window at the end of the foyer, and you can see into the cricket farming room. And it's these big crates, and it's hard. You'd be hard-pressed from the window to see the crickets because they're obviously kind of small, but they're installing cricket cams. And that's where there are millions of crickets. And they're being raised there with a little bit of food and some water. And the babies, which they call pinheads, are in like an incubator room that's really warm, like 88 degrees.
Who's involved in this venture?
So the couple behind the business, Steve and Jen Swanson, they're both now 36. They started the operation in 2014, calling it Tomorrow's Harvest. And they started by raising crickets in their garage, moved them into the basement. And the kind of the big news this year is that they have attracted the attention of someone listeners may have heard of, Alan Newman. He is a Vermont-based self-described serial entrepreneur. He was a co-founder of Seventh Generation in Burlington, the environmentally friendly household supplies sector, and also early in the craft beer movement of Magic Hat Brewing. And he got together a group of investors to bring about $600,000 to move them up the scale, proof of concept. He also brought in his longtime operations guy, Steve Hood, to help.
Okay, this idea of bugs as food, it's been floated before. Is it a real possibility now?
Well, I should start by saying that many cultures around the world do eat bugs as food. It's not an unusual thing. As you mentioned, the Seattle Mariners at their games, they are offering what's a traditional and very popular Mexican snack, chapulines, which are those grasshoppers. But I think what really turned the corner in terms of them being something that people thought of farming and raising in a much more concerted way was a big report, 173 pages, most of which I read slash scanned, by the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations in 2013. And that was actually what prompted Steve Swanson to get interested in raising crickets as food. So there had already been some buzz, but this is really when the tide started turning and you started seeing things like, as of March, a large Canadian supermarket chain is now marketing their own store brand of cricket protein powder. So that, to me, says something.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is food writer Melissa Passanen, and we're talking about eating crickets. All right, Melissa, what are the advantages of raising crickets as a food source?
As Jen Swanson puts it, they believe it is the highest quality and most sustainable protein, and that they really wanted to do it because they believe it can help with the planet sustainability. So there are a couple different aspects of that. The environment impact of crickets is very low, pound for pound protein versus any other animal protein. The research really shows that this is lighter on the earth, and even against many vegetable proteins, soy and some pea proteins. So like the large Canadian cricket-based farm that is producing that protein powder that I I mentioned earlier, they say on their website that crickets require 1/13 of the water and 1/12 of the feed needed to produce the equal amount of beef protein. Also related to environment, don't contribute to greenhouse gases like ruminants, you know, cud-chewing animals. And they produce zero processing waste because you just dehydrate and grind the whole little beastie. And then they argue that it is more humane and ethical. Crickets have a relatively short lifespan out in the wild, but they only harvest them 1 week before they would actually die. And how they harvest them? People may have heard of doing this with lobsters, to which they are related, actually. They just put them in a freezer and they fall asleep. So they believe it is more ethical and humane.
Why do Americans have such an aversion to eating bugs as a protein source?
Well, we should clarify once again, Native Americans had a cultural tradition of eating insects, but those of Western European heritage, as I learned when I sat down and had a great chat with a professor of anthropology at UVM, Luis Vivanco, while it's very acceptable in certain cultures, Western Europeans have always viewed insects as a food of last resort. But he did point out, as did a couple of other folks I talked with on this topic, that there are other things that Americans might have thought they'd never eat. For example, seaweed or raw fish in the form of sushi. Those took quite a number of decades to take on. And so they believe that maybe the time has finally come for bugs to be the same.
And if someone dares try them, I mean, how would they be enjoyed?
Well, I think this is a good moment for you to enjoy the two little buckets of crispy crickets I have put in front of you. So Flourish is marketing a few different things. Rick is crunching through one of their seasoned, which one is that one?
Buffalo.
And then he also has garlic and sea salt. So those are more like a bar snack, a little bit like the chapulines, but smaller because they're crickets than grasshoppers. And they're pretty good, huh?
They are crunchy. They're pretty good. And they do have kind of a seafood flavor to them.
Right. So I mentioned earlier, so one thing that people should be aware, and it is on the packages, but if you have a seafood allergy, you do not want to be eating crickets. They have the same protein in their exoskeleton as shrimp and other kinds of seafood. So that, yes, they do, I think, have a little bit of that sort of seaweedy flavor. So you can buy them at Flourish or via their website. And the cookies I made, you wouldn't even know that there was cricket powder in it. And it does up the protein, which is part of the goal, right?
What kind of cookies?
Double chocolate chirp cookies. Well, I can't take full responsibility for that, actually. They called them chocolate chirp cookies originally. But yeah, I added more chocolate because you can never have too much chocolate when you're eating crickets, right?
You got it. Melissa Passanen is a freelance journalist and contributor to the food section of 7 Days. Thanks so much for joining us at the VPR Cafe with your crickets.
Great to be here, Rick.